Hey, y'all, I'm Craig Wayne Boyd.
I'm Casey James.
I'm Adam Wakefield.
And we are
Texas Hill.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Love is harsh, but I put in my time. Hell, I gave her all I had to keep her by my side. I worked night and day to put some money down on a little white house at the edge of town. Then the day she took my name, and I never thought she could ever leave me this way. I gave her one rose on the day we met. We fell in love for that old sunset. I gave her two roses from down on my knee the day I asked the girl to marry me. I gave her three roses on the day she said I don't love you no more. When she left, she took everything but the soul guitar and a bit. Four roses for my broken heart. She was bound to leave no matter how I tried. Now I miss her so bad I'm going out of my mind. Ever since she up and went away, and it's been and the hours like days, drinking all alone, wishing that she'd call. I guess everything I gave her meant nothing at all. I gave her one rose on the day we met. We fell in love on that old sunset. I gave her two roses from down on my knee the day I asked a girl to marry me. I gave her three roses on the day she said I don't love you no more. She left, she took everything but this old guitar and a bit, the four roses for my broken heart. Sunset. I gave her two roses from down on my knee the day I asked a girl to marry me. I gave her three roses on the day she said I don't love you no more. And when she left, she took everything but this old guitar and a fifth the four roses for my broken heart. Fifth the four roses for my broken heart.
With us now is Texas Hill.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Let's get some of the names from.
This is Craig Wayne Boyd.
Casey James here.
Adam Craig Scott Wakefield here for you.
There you go. I've been getting some tracks sent to me, and the albums come through, and we love it. Great harmonies. Of course, you've all had careers already in the country music business.
Yeah, it's this has been a really fun project for us to put together. It's coming together as three solo guys to make music together. It feels really like the sum is much greater than the parts have been, which I'm excited to say.
Good, because I mean, there's the front men as well, got, you know, singers from three other bands got together, and it seems to be a good way of, you know, I think people like to hear the harmonies and that type of thing, so which you've got great voices.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to share it. You know, we talked about it earlier today, actually, in regards to the fact that because we've all had careers and we've all done it on our own, it's really nice to be able to share it and have equal investment with the people that we're in a band with. And when we go out, we don't have to worry about, you know, hiring people to make us sound like we sound. We just are who we are, and it's nice to be a band.
That's great. So what's the current single?
Current single. We got a record we just put out.
That's
I don't
right.
think we have a single from it. Heaven Down Here, I guess, is the current single, but it's the also the title track off of the record we just released last month, I guess.
That's right.
About a couple weeks ago.
Well, like I said, we've been playing tracks from it, and just great harmonies.
Well, thank you so much, man. It's flattering to hear. It was a lot of time and effort, because we announced this during, the beginning of COVID is when we announced the group. So we had a lot of time on our hands, because we weren't out playing shows. So we were in the writing room and writing and recording, and it helped us. Honestly, I think it was an actual benefit for us, because it helped us hone the sound that we have.
Well, that's good. I mean, COVID has been bad, but it's also been good for lots of people. And as long as you can hang out and, you know, manage to get through it, then, you know, I know other people have had to take other jobs and other career moves, but I think people will start coming back into the music business, and because shows are selling, people are dropping the restrictions all over the world. We are next week, and, you know, you just have to live with whatever you get now.
Congratulations on that.
Try to make lemonade out of brownies or whatever. You just do the best you can with what
brownies,
you got.
Brownies, man.
That's what's on my mind right now. But you just do the best, you know, with what you've got, and we did have some time. And it's funny because Craig said earlier that he was listening to this live record that we did, and he feels like we're just, you know, leaps and bounds better than we were at the time we recorded it. And really, that wasn't that long ago. So I feel like not only have we used the time off well, but we've also used the time on the road to, you know, become tighter and sing better together, which is a big, gigantic portion of what we do.
That's great. So are you doing many dates?
Yes. Starting next week, I believe, we have Easter weekend off and Mother's Day weekend off until after the 4th of July here in the States.
Right, so it's good that it's working, and so you travel all over the country?
Yes, and we're going up to Canada in August, and hopefully we can make it over to the UK soon.
I think you'll go very, very well in Europe, that's for sure, you know. They just got to hear more of you, you know.
That's a bucket list of mine. I got asked earlier, what's a bucket list item, and I think that for me would be a bucket list item. Just get to go over to the UK and play with these guys. Because I honestly feel like people over there are passionate about music, and specifically harmonies and the type of music we do. So I think it would be just amazing to get over that way.
Hey, y'all, I'm Craig Wayne Boyd.
I'm Casey James.
I'm Adam Wakefield.
And we are
Texas Hill.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
She's deja vu, dressed in blue. I know what I'll probably do. Pull up in that bar stool next to her. A different name, same old game. See if somehow my luck has changed. And even if I go down in flames, let it burn. And I go pretend that I'm not alone in the dark, and I know how it ends long before it ever starts, but that's okay with me and my neon heart. She says she'll dance if it's a waltz, Marlboro Reds and small talk. Let the tequila, lime and salt take us there. And just like that, it's closing time. I hope she wants what's on my mind. Then she whispers, "Your place in mine, baby, I don't." I go and pretend that I'm not alone in the dark, and I know how it ends long before it ever starts, but that's okay with me and my neon. Deja vu, dressed in blue. I know what I'll probably do. Pull up in that bar stool next to her. And I go and pretend that I'm not alone in the dark. And I know. So
beyond hard. If that's okay with me and my neon heart,
so is there a new single scheduled off the album?
Right now, we're really just pushing the album out and touring on that at the moment. And we've been already back in the studio, even just a couple of weeks ago, back down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, writing and recording more songs. And
that's really whereabouts in Muscle Shoals? I love the area.
At Fame Studios.
Oh, at Fame.
Yeah,
okay.
We've been blessed to know the folks down there, and they've opened up their the studios to us to go down and write. And we've found quite a home there.
It's a great place, lots of history, and it's just great to be in that room. It's inspiring. You get we've got a good group of guys that we like to get with and sit down and create and write, and I feel like the spot's got so much history that it's, I feel like you bring your A game when you're in those places, you know. And so we've always come out, every time we get together in those places, we always come out feeling really good about what we wrote.
I think there's been so many hit songs recorded there and so many different styles, it's got to rub off on a musician.
At least that's what you hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of the last places in, you know, the country where, you know, the majority of the music coming out of there came out before music got ruined by the 80s, essentially. You know?
Wait, so. I like the 80s, man.
I think he means, you know, digital age, being able to make people sound like something that they're not able to sound like in real life. And we, you know, we take it pretty seriously.
Men with hats. Have you heard men with hats?
We take it pretty seriously that what we do live is very, very, you know, close, if not exactly dead on to what's on the record, because it's kind of how we record it. So, you know, we like being in places where that's celebrated, and we like the history of the people that have done it before us, because that's kind of what we're following the footsteps of.
Well, I wish you all the best, and we want to see you in Europe whenever you can get there.
And we're just getting how many bags you got? I can fit in one of your
I think if you pay $100, you can take excess weight, so just stick you in a case.
That's awesome. Well,
thanks so much.
Find him in the baggage claim, crying on a suitcase.
Oh, yes,
that was a good one. Hey, thank you so much for spreading our music over.
Sugar cane, sugar cane.
Hey, y'all, I'm Craig Wayne Boyd.
I'm Casey James.
I'm Adam Wakefield.
And we are
Texas Hill.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
She got a draw, y'all. Thick gas molasses song. A cutted biscuit on the 4th of July. When she starts humming, I know what's coming. She's sweet enough to make a grown man cry. Sugar cane, sugar cane. Every day, I just sop it up.
7 days.